You're listening to Island Tribe Radio with Peggy Rubenzelis and Woody Pollack, where we talk programs, parenting, and good, clean family fun. This week on Island Tribe Radio, we welcome Wendy Finkelman, who is the Director of Arts Education at the Vashon Center for the Arts.
Our guest today is Wendy Finkelman. She's the Director of Arts Education at Vashon Center for the Arts. She's lived on Vashon for over 20 years and has two kids that probably use the Arts Center.
I would imagine. Welcome, Wendy.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, welcome.
Hi, Peggy. Hi, Woody.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
So we would like to know how you... Well, first of all, for our listeners out there, we have a beautiful art center. So it's gorgeous and it's a new building. It's lovely. And so can you tell us how you became the director of arts education?
Sure. I'll give you the full story. The full story is that 8 years ago, so I've been the director of arts ed for 8 years.
Wow.
And I feel like I have one of the best jobs on Vashon.
Nice.
I really do. It's awesome. I get to work with the arts and teaching artists, we're so rich with teaching artists here on the island. And They're all wonderful people in addition to fantastic artists. And I get to bring arts to kids and adults too. So we have adult programming, but obviously today we're going to be talking about kids. And so the background is that after I have a background in working in education, but at universities. Mm-hmm. So I worked at a few universities doing student services and administration stuff and teaching. I was an adjunct faculty member, and I worked at Antioch University for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then when my son was born, I didn't want to commute off island. So I was having a bit of a career crisis.
Uh-huh.
I got a teaching certificate, but then I felt like, I really love teaching adults. I don't really want to teach kids. I realized that halfway through. And then I had a portrait photography business at some point. I was in the middle of a coaching program because I felt like, well, that's something I can do from home. And I happened to be reading our favorite local newspaper, The Beachcomber. I was flipping. I mean, I never, ever before or since look at the want ads at The Beachcomber. And I was looking at the want ads, and there was an ad for, at that point, I think it was a coordinator of arts education, and I what was then VAA. And I thought, that sounds intriguing. So I applied and I went in and I interviewed and I was hired. And
now you have the best job on
Vashon. Now I have the best job on Vashon. One of.
So nice. Are you in charge of just the education, or I mean, just the classes, or what are you in charge of exactly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have, there are lots of things that happen at VCA. My piece of that puzzle is the arts education. So it's arts-related classes for kids and adults. And our dance program is a separate puzzle piece.
Mm.
So
got it.
There's a different director of that program.
So we'll have to interview that.
Yes, you should. Her name is Vadney, and she's fantastic.
Nice.
Okay, so then you, do you get to choose all by yourself, like what classes are going to be coming in and stuff like that? So how do you, can you walk us through that process?
Yeah, actually, one of the things I wanted to say on the air is that I'm always looking for input from the community about the classes, the content that we offer.
Mm.
So, you know, occasionally the way that process works is that a parent or an instructor comes to me and says, I wish you offered this.
Got it.
Right? And then we say, great. You know, right. I've had parents request drawing classes for kids or painting classes for kids. I wish, you know, and very occasionally it's something that I feel like it doesn't really fall in our purview. Like somebody wanted synchronized swimming classes and I felt like,
well, yeah.
It is an art form. And I really liked Esther Williams, but I don't know that that's completely under my hat.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, sometimes it's community members, parents, or kids requesting something. A lot of times it's the artist instructors that I work with suggesting an idea.
Hmm.
Sometimes it's me just having an inspiration or doing research to find out what other community art centers are offering.
Nice.
Right? Yeah.
I imagine it's really nice to have that sort of user-driven input to be able to provide the classes that folks are asking for.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the community guiding what the offerings are in their community. I think that's kind of how it's supposed to work, right?
It is how it's supposed to work.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
And I mean, I guess my overall, one of my overall messages for our listeners is that VCA and I can speak to my program in particular, we are here for the community. Mm-hmm. We're a community organization. So take advantage of what we have to offer and give input on it. We have a really robust scholarship fund. So, you know, we have a saying that we just, it's there to provide access for any student, adult or kid who wants to take an arts class through VCA. So don't let cost be a barrier.
Mm, nice.
If you see something that you think your kid would love, you know, it's easy to apply for a scholarship online.
Yeah. That's wonderful. And I was going to ask you about that because it seems like the access for a lot of students, it really changes their life.
Yeah.
And is there an example that you have or something of like someone who really benefited?
Yeah. Oh, a lot. I feel like, you know, there are for sure, we have excellent schools here and a variety of different schools to choose from, particularly
for
younger kids. And a lot of kids do shine at school. That's their place where they come alive. There are also kids who don't, you know, it's not their place where they particularly come alive. And I would say particularly for those students, when they come to an arts class, if it's, you know, whether it's dance or a clay class or drawing or painting or a musical theater, to watch them come alive and find their passion and feel really confident and good about themselves, like that's the most rewarding part of this work. And yeah, there's lots of students who I think in our musical theater program, we have typically between 25 and 35 students who are in each of our musical theater productions, and we offer two major ones each year. And there's just lots of students who started off being really shy and hesitant, not sure I can do this. And then you watch them 2 years later and they're just out there, you know,
some
of them, they're the star of the show. They're super, super confident. Yeah.
That must be amazing.
It is.
It's see.
Really great to watch.
Nice. Yeah. You know, I've worked at McMurray in a number of different capacities and have had an opportunity to work with and teach, not that I'm an art teacher, but to have students in my classes and interact with kids that were truly student artists, but were fine artists in their own right. Mm-hmm. And when I would talk with them, you know, I'd ask them what their favorite class is. And of course it would be, oh, we're doing ceramics right now. We're doing this right now. And they had so much passion about what they were doing. And the idea that they can get basically one hour a day to do this thing in school that they absolutely love always seemed like a bit of a heartbreak to me. Cause I'm like, this is where this child is really, this is where their sort of center of growth is. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're sitting in their math class, they're on every little break, they're sketching in their sketchbook, mm-hmm. or they're, you know, they've got out their pastels and they're doing a little something in their humanities class. And the idea that there is just up the road a center for those kids to go right after school and be able to expand their gifts and their artistry is just, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that reminds me that when we were talking about doing the show, you told me something that happens after school. And I would like to hear this image of what it's like at 4 o'clock at the Blue Heron.
I'd say definitely one of the high points of our day when we're, you know, in the office and doing our administrative stuff. And it's there's always a lot. And it, I call my job a lot of times, it's like drinking Kool-Aid from a fire hose. Like, it's just, you know, it's excellent work and it's important and it's vibrant and there's always a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So at, yeah, like 10 till 4 every day, the bus pulls up. And most days, almost the entire bus floods off to VCA. Like, you know, and we go outside, one of us or two of us go outside to meet the bus and to walk the kids across the street. And so you're standing there watching all the kids and it just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming.
So
it's really
great.
Sweet. And then they run across the street. Like, they're so excited to get to their dance class or their art class.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's really sweet.
Beautiful image.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's easy to get to. So kids of all there's not economic barriers to go to dance or
right.
to arts.
Any of our classes, yeah. And the middle schoolers and the high schoolers, a lot of times they just walk up. You know, mm-hmm. it's an intentional placement
right.
near the schools. So that's really great too.
That's wow. fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you find that you are, it's as attractive to boys as to girls?
Yeah, depending on what the art form is. Mm-hmm. And I try to program things that I think are going to appeal to both and sometimes to boys. You know, we offer between 20 and 25 summer camps each summer.
Wow.
And I'll try to program. We have, and again, not to stereotype, because there are lots of girls who really want to play with science mm-hmm. as well, but mm-hmm. we've had science and art camps. We've had, like, Stefan Moody taught a special effects mask making course one time.
Nice.
They made,
oh,
like,
cool,
ghouly, uh-huh. weird looking latex
right.
masks. I'm trying to think of the other things that really have appealed to boys. There are certainly boys in our dance
there's
classes.
Some tappers, some boys.
There's there's a lot of boy tappers. Yeah, yeah. Visual arts, comic book making. Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So one of the things I'm curious about is we talked last week with Scott Rice, who does coaching for sports, and just talking about that boundary between all these amazing things to do on Vashon, but also kids also needing downtime. And so I was wondering, how do you guys, have you done more programming that's just a single day or a workshop-y kind of thing? So I'm just curious.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's, for such a small island, we have so much going on.
I know.
And I feel like it's a huge blessing, I feel like, for our kids. Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely.
It's a huge blessing. There's so much that they can choose from, and I mean,
yeah.
for the adults, too. We have a variety. You know, the programming that I do is sometimes it's for a musical theater class. It usually those classes last for like 2.5 or 3 months, 2 to 3 days after school, because they're ramping up for something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the benefit of that program is that it ends in something really spectacular, but also, like sports, it's an activity where students have the opportunity to grow their skill, but also to grow their community, right? So they're seeing the same kids day after day, week after week, and they form really solid friendships. I think our dance program is very similar to that. You know, multiple days a week after school, mm-hmm. you really form a community. But there's also, to your question, there are also single-day workshops that we offer for kids. There are, on the, like, PDD days, we have the late start programs.
So the school starts a little bit later than...
When the school starts a little later. Yeah. Thank you, Peggy.
Like once a week or once a month that happens?
Usually 2 times a month that
okay.
happens.
Uh-huh.
So students, we have 2 different programs, one for K through 2 and one for 2 through 5 doing different... And those are fantastic programs. We have on student conference days, the last student conference day with Caroline Rocky, the theme of the 2-day, 2.5-day workshop was octopi. Oh. And so an under the sea theme. And so they drew octopus, and then it ended with a like sculptural papier-mâché octopus. Nice. Creation.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So cool. Must be so fun to see all this, like your work fun. Come to fruition. Yeah. Now, I don't know if this is you or not, but this summer, my daughter and I saw that there was a t-shirt painting event on the porch of the Allied Arts. And we went, and it was so much fun. There was only us and some people on a retreat that were there. And it started off kind of slow, and by the end, we were all like throwing paint at each other. Was that you, or is that a different planning thing?
I think that was Angela.
Oh, it might be. Okay.
Yeah. I think that was a performing arts, if I'm remembering correctly, it was a performing arts thing. But we definitely have, you know, you should also have Alisar Martin on your show.
Oh, yes. Well, we will.
Good.
For sure.
But shout out for Alisara. So she does a lot of screen printing activities. Multi-age, kids and adults can come and screen print some things for holiday gifts.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, that thing was so much fun. And we were, and I think that you guys are thinking outside the box, I guess.
Yeah.
I really see that. And is that a conscious thing, or is that just kind of happening?
I think we're always, part of arts is thinking of the next new boundary pushing, for me, for my program, it's what haven't we done? I mean, I want to run with what we have done, and we know that we've done it well, like the Late Start program, so that parents can count on it.
Yeah.
A quality arts offering for their kids before school. And just a pause and a shout out for that program while we're on it. So the younger kid program is Jerry Wilson and Sue Wiley. And Jerry Wilson, of course, was one of the founders of the multi-age program at Chautauqua. Mm-hmm. She's fantastic. And Sue Wiley has a big education and theater background. She's been involved in Drama Doc a lot. So that program combines visual arts and story and theater.
Oh,
so it's really so sweet. And then the older kid program, the 2-5 program, has a different theme each term. And they're really, it has different instructors as well. This next term, it's Alisara Martin and another artist, Meredith Neal. And they do pretty sophisticated projects with the students, mm-hmm. because it's the same group of students, and they have, they know that they have the focus to be able to do. So they work with circuitry sometimes. They've done all kinds of art projects with various mediums.
Cool.
What was your question?
That is so cool. You pretty much answered it. I was thinking, like, how do you think outside
of
the box?
Oh, how do we push the boundaries? That was
and
it.
Push
right.
The boundaries.
So we have the programs that work well, that we offer consistently. Mm-hmm. And then each term I'm like looking for ideas to push the boundaries. And I think we all are.
Neat. You know? That is so cool.
Yeah.
So I think that you prepared something for us. A two truths. Wait, is it two lies and a truth,
two
or
truths
two truths and a lie?
Two truths
so
and
you're
a lie.
You're going to tell us
three things. So when I got invited to do this by Peggy, you sent me a questionnaire, and some of it was tell something unusual about yourself, or it was a way of introducing myself. And I thought, And one of my favorite activities for kids to introduce themselves is Two Truths and a Lie.
I love that game.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I thought of Two Truths and a Lie.
Okay, so are we the ones we're going to guess which one is?
Oh, you're going to be the guesser.
Great. Right. Okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. The first Wendy fact is that, did you see the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Yes.
Okay. So the thing that the creation that he sculpts out of mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. called Devil's Tower, mm-hmm. I have climbed to the top of Devil's Tower.
Okay.
Rock climbed.
Okay. Interesting.
One.
Fact number one. Fact number two is, and this is a shameless plug as well, we are right now, the musical theater program, we're working on Mary Poppins. When I was in high school, played Jane Banks in my high school's performance of Mary Poppins.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
That's fact number two. Fact number three is I have jumped out of an airplane.
Okay, so these are like all really, really crazy. But I would say that the third, like the first two are so detailed. So I think the third one is the lie. I'm going to go with number three.
I'm going to go with number one.
Oh, you guys are awesome because number two is the lie.
You jumped out of an airplane?
I did jump out of an airplane.
Wow.
Once. I'm super glad that I did it. It was great fun. Once it was not my, it's not my
once
passion.
Is all it takes.
Once is all it takes. And I did climb to the top of Devil's Tower.
Right.
And while I have great respect for people who get up on stage and act and sing, I have never done it.
Not your deal.
Got
not
it.
My deal.
That's really funny. And so, Wendy, how, so first of all, can you give parents, or do you have a tip prepared for us about the arts?
Yeah, I thought about that. I think my tip, you know, aside from the tip that I've already said, which is to please take advantage of all of our programming and, and access this great community resource. Aside from that tip, I think my tip is to encourage risk and failure, I guess, don't be afraid to fail. Because I think that's a part of what I see the arts do for people. 'Cause it's not high stakes.
Yeah.
You know, like school or sometimes sports, especially team sports, can be high stakes. And I think, you know, you can come to a drawing class or a painting class or a ceramics class, and it's okay if your skill level doesn't match your vision. And I think for a lot of kids, that message, it's great. Hey, you failed. Yay! Right? Like you tried. You tried and you failed. And you're just going to keep doing that until you gain the skill to make your vision a reality.
Or even just to get messy. Like just
Yeah, well, play for sure. I mean, you know, the arts is all about, a lot of it is about play. But I think to encourage, you know, one of the best skills that we can instill in kids, I think, is resilience. And I think that message of don't be afraid to fail repeatedly increases resilience. Because if you know that you can try something and you can, fail is, it's a loaded word and I'm using it on purpose, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That you can try and mess up and things don't go the way you think, and then you try it again and then you try it again, and then eventually it goes the way you want it to.
Yeah.
Like that message and lesson plays across a person's life and
absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that piece of not having the practice or the skill meet up with the vision, because there's so many areas in life where that's the case. We talking with Scott Rice, that was one of his big things as a coach, is like, hey, I'm encouraging kids to get out there and try stuff. And with that, we know they're going to fail, because kids have this great idea of this thing that they're going to produce, and you can't go from 0 to 100 without doing the 99 steps in between.
Right.
And oftentimes that means feeling embarrassed or feeling uncomfortable or feeling self-conscious or feeling disappointed or feeling the joy and the excitement of getting something right. And that's all about being in the exploration. So I love that comment. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one thing to add too, which is that you're not actually teaching the classes. You're sort of the person getting the people in. But when you go into the Vashon Center for the Arts, everyone is so friendly. And I see you come up to the dance classes and like say hi to the kids. So I think having those adult people is really, really cool and important.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the instructors are the front lines. They're the people that are actually doing the work directly with the kids. But all the people who work at VCA love, I mean, that's why we're doing what we're doing, because we love the arts and we love kids, particularly all the people in the Blue Heron. You know?
Yeah.
So,
and the Blue Heron, just for people to know, is the actual old art center, or is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, everybody. So when VCA was VAA, we were, all of our programming was housed in the Blue Heron.
Okay.
And then when we built our beautiful new building, the performing arts and the gallery moved over into that building, and now the Blue Heron is the arts education center.
Nice.
So the you know, my program, the arts education classes are there, and the dance classes are there, and the administration part of the Artisan Schools program is there as well.
Great.
And we have a gallery. We have a student gallery where we show student work now.
Fantastic.
That is so cool. So, Wendy, I want to ask you one other question, which is, what is something like you like about Vashon, like something fun to do, or maybe something that, I don't know, just something about Vashon that you enjoy?
There are so many things I like about Vashon. But I think my favorite thing that I have done on this island is the low tide evening naturalist, I can't even remember what they call it, but like once or twice a year.
Oh, yeah, low tide walk, I think it's called.
The low tide walk that happens, I think the lowest tide that happens on this island is in the evening in the dead of winter, and it's always like raining and freezing and 11 o'clock at night. And, you know, I've done this several times, and each time I'm like, oh, it's too cold, I don't want to do it. And then I remember how much I love it. And we go out. I've done it with my oldest kiddo. We go out with flashlights, and we've seen like octopus and squid eggs and sea pens, and it's just so incredible. Cool. And it's the most powerful connection that I've had of living on an island. Like, we're on an island, and we're surrounded by incredible life.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah. Wendy, so if before we close, if folks want to find out more about what's going on at the Vashon Center for the Arts and specifically the education programs, how do they find out?
Easiest way, well, come visit us.
Okay.
By all means, but also, and we get new people coming. There's a lot of new people moving to the island, and they always wander in, and we love that.
Nice.
So wander in or visit our website at www.vashoncenterforthearts.org.
Great.
And there's different tabs on our website that explain our different programs, and there's an arts education tab.
Fantastic. Well, Wendy, thank you, Wendy. Thank you so much for coming in. This is awesome, and really appreciate the work that you guys are doing on the island. Thank you so much.
I appreciate the work that you guys are doing.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks for joining Peggy and Woody on Island Tribe. For more great parenting tips and information, go to voiceofvashon.org under shows and hosts and look for Island Tribe.